providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We're going to continue to focus on resource stocks as we are chatting right now with Jayant Bhandari. He's well known on our site, and to all of you that are not up to date on Jayant, he is a consultant for a lot of the large money players in the resource sector, also a large investor himself. And that's why I really like focusing on the stocks that Jayant is focused on, because Jayant, you're out there looking for value, looking for arbitrage opportunities. And right now, all I'm hearing about the resource stocks is that everything's cheap or everything is on sale. And that's understandable because of the fact that a lot of these stocks have really pulled back this year. It started about halfway through last year, and boy, oh boy, some of the stocks, even some of the IPOs in the sector, they're down 70 to 80% from their highs. So the comment that things are cheap, that is true, but everything is cheap. So the market is also telling us that this is just a tougher market. You need to be more selective, and I think you need to be positioned in those stocks that could bounce back first when we do get another up leg here. Jayant, take us through what you've been doing with your portfolio. Have you been buying? Have you been selling? Have you been waiting on the sideline?
Corey, I have been using up virtually all my cash over the last few days. I think when the market is fearful, I want to use up my cash, particularly in buying companies that I think are getting underpriced for no good reason. So I'm focusing currently on companies that are falling because of tax loss selling. And I have a couple of companies, if you are interested in listening about them, I think their share prices were very nice early in the year. The share prices have fallen. And I see nothing wrong with those two companies. And I think that those two companies are generating good value within those companies, which means that once the tax loss selling is over, I should be able to see an improvement in their share price, or I should say a significant improvement in their share price, even if gold price does not recover and even if this COVID situation does not improve. Although, from whatever I have read, COVID situation is actually not as grim as what the market was thinking it was like yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, we've gotten a lot of volatility on the back of this new COVID variant, but let's focus on some of these companies. Please share with us one of the companies, at least right now, that has your eye that clearly has pulled back, much like a lot of the other stocks in the sector.
So this one company that I want to talk about is Montage Gold. I did talk with you about it in the past as well, and its share price has fallen since then. This company has a gold project in Ivory Coast, and the project's name is Kone Gold Project. The share price is 64 cents. Now, if I use the current gold price and I use a 20% discount rate, I get about 200% upside in owning this company, which is a very good upside in my view. Now, this is a company which will hopefully produce more than 200,000 ounces of gold a year for about 15 years, actually. So that means that this project will be of interest to majors in today's environment where mergers and acquisitions are happening. So a large players, I think, should be looking at this company. And I think the story is not just what I have told you. They have a very large land package and they have had successes drilling outside the known resources. So this project should actually expand, and that will be a free upside over a very nice upside that I already see in Montage Gold.
Yeah, Jayant, I'm also a shareholder in Montage Gold, for full disclosure. And I would want to know, you know, are you more interested in the 3 million ounces of gold that they have in the ground as an optionality and an underpinning of value? Or do you like that they've got still a lot of exploration upside because they've just recently, as of September 8th, doubled their land position? So are you looking at it more as a growth story, or are you looking at it more as an optionality story because of the ounces in the ground?
I am not looking at it as an optionality story at all. I'm just looking at my spreadsheet on a Kone Gold project, and what I see is that At the current gold price, my IRR should be about 80%. This is already a very, now, of course, it's at a PEA stage, so you are not sure about the valuations. You're less sure about the valuation at this stage. But I like the management. I think they are very competent people. Even at the current gold price, this is a very economic project and gives me a very nice upside. And then I have the free optionality from the extra land packages that they have acquired. And actually, within the land package that they already had, they have had good successes outside the known resources. So the next PEA, if suppose they come out with the next PEA, should be an improvement on what they already have. So again, I see at least a very nice upside in this company.
So Giant, I'm actually going through my notes on Montage Gold as well. And let's compare where the company stands market cap wise, right under just under $70 million. But the pre-production capital for this Kone Gold project, a little short of $500 million. So this is going to be tough for the company to raise that money. I'm guessing you don't necessarily want to see them go through the construction phase. This is more of a takeout target.
Well, absolutely. There is no way they can raise $500 million when their market cap is only $70 or $80 million. Yeah, this is a buyout story in my view, although every company like this has to go through, a drama, or they want to pose themselves as a company that is going to go into production. But the management of the company is basically an exploration team. They are excellent at exploring in Africa, and I think their interest would be to sell the project when the time is right.
Well, Giant, on a company like this, and this could be true of other companies too, when they have a big CapEx they need to get a mine constructed and into production, are you also open to a company bringing on a large strategic partner, either in a JV or someone that takes a strategic stake that would help them raise the money, or partnering with a streaming company to help raise the funds? Are you open to other options besides them just selling it outright? Or do you like this, them selling the company or getting taken over as a cleaner exit?
Well, I prefer a cleaner exit, because when there is not a clean exit, it tells me that management is likely entrenched. They want to sell the company, but they still want to keep getting their salaries. So, but that's of course not always true, but I prefer a cleaner exit. I do the same thing with my portfolio as well. If I decide on selling a particular share, I sell everything of that company. I don't want to hold on to 25% of shareholding in a company once I have invested in it. And similarly, when a management is running a company, I either want them to sell the whole company, keep the company 100% with themselves, rather than playing games about bringing in different partners, which actually complicates the valuation as well. So for me as an investor, it just becomes too complex, and maybe then I wouldn't bother looking at it.
Okay. Giant, appreciate your insights on Montage Gold. We'll probably reach out to the company too and get a general update, but we have had them on the show more the middle of this year. Any other stocks you care to share with us that you think are more undervalued than the rest?
Another company that I'm buying right now is a company called GCM Mining, and the ticker is GCM. Now, I'm not buying GCM share. What I'm buying is GCM warrants, whose ticker is GCM.WT.B, and it's trading at just under $3. Now, the interesting thing about GCM Mining is that they are producing more than 200,000 ounces currently, and they should be producing about close to 500,000 ounces in about 2 or 3 years' time. They came out with a PEA on their Toroparu project in Guyana this morning. I haven't had a chance to look at it in great details, but my quick read told me that this PEA is an improvement of about 15 to 20% over the earlier PEA. So I'm already extra happy with what they have come out with. And I was already investing in GCM despite this PEA. Now, remember, this company has market capitalization very roughly of about $500 million, and they could be generating close to $100 million in cash already when they are very well cashed up as well. They have, I think, close to $200 million in cash sitting with them, which also it means that they are cashed up to put their Toro Paru project in Guyana into production. So this is like a very good combination. Now, the upside might not be as good as what I see in Montage Gold, but I see a very good upside in the warrants and a safe upside because my downside is protected because of several reasons that I just mentioned, which is that they are generating a great amount of cash. They are very well cashed up. And they have a very good project now, which is a project that Zijing might be interested in buying, actually. So they have good two or three valuations underpinning the value of the company.
Yeah, Giant. And if I remember correctly, GCM also went on an acquisition earlier this year and picked up Goldex Mining. And in the process of that, there were other companies like Silvercorp and Zijin Mining and other companies kind of in a bidding war, so to speak, which we don't see as often these days. So there's clearly some interest in these assets. Do you think that could be representative of maybe a future bidding war or at least a future acquisition of their projects by an even larger producer?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure, Shad, right now how much of insiders own of GCM Mining right now, how much controlling interest they have. But clearly, GCM Mining is a company that a major would be interested in. The only problem with GCM Mining, and it's actually the same with Montage Gold as well, is that they are in relatively less secure jurisdictions. So GCM is in Colombia. Colombia has had a lot of social problems recently. There has been a lot of supply chain problems in Colombia. And the Toro Paru project is in Guyana, which is, again, not seen as one of the better jurisdictions. And maybe that is the reason why Chinese might be more interested in this company than, let's say, Barrick or other major companies, because you probably need to deal with the locals in ways that a major company like Barrick might not be interested in.
John, taking a step back here and looking at GCM with a $500 million market cap that is Canadian, a little under that, and the cash flow that they are generating, you mentioned off mic about $100 million a year in cash flow, plus this measured and indicated resource of 8.4 million ounces, this doesn't line up, or I guess this just speaks to how undervalued some of these stocks are, or I guess to another point, what the market is truly valuing ounces in the ground for right now. What's going to cause that re-rate in this stock? Is it going to be bringing it into production? Is it going to be some other exploration success, or is it simply just a better gold market?
Oh, I think the sentiment can change overnight in companies like these because they are so undervalued that they should just go up for no good reason except that they have so much of values underpinning their corporations. This can change overnight, and we have seen it again and again that companies that stagnate for months and maybe for a whole year suddenly go up by 50 or 100% over the next over a few days' time. So this can happen anytime. I think all the stars are aligned, in my view, except that the market has come to recognize that alignment collectively, and that can happen without any change in gold price or without any change in general sentiment. It can just happen overnight for no other visible reason.
Don't we need some sort of a change in sentiment, though? Because I feel like we've been waiting for more money to flow into some of these stocks. And fact of the matter is these stocks have continued to drift.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we should, sentiment change will be a good icing on the cake for me. But I should be able to make money irrespective of the change in sentiment. So I am not going to bet in hope that the sentiment might change. I should just make money anyway.
All right, Giant, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for your time on this weekend show. I hope everybody enjoyed those comments on those two companies. Again, Montage Gold and GCM Mining. Giant, thank you again for the time on the weekend show. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this weekend show. And please go back through the week, listen to the daily editorials and the company updates that we are recording. And please share your thoughts with us. Chad and I can be reached at any time through email at fleck@kereport.com and chad@kereport.com. We love hearing from each and every one of you. Giant, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much.